we welcome you to Buckmaster for the day after the King weekend here. It's Tuesday, the 19th of January, 2021. We're entering our third week of our 11th year on the radio in the Green Thing Zocalo Village studio. We're on 1030 Tucson's Voice for trusted news talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we piggyback the live feed from kvoi.com. The Buckmaster Show live line is presented by Rincon Ventures, real estate and property management. Well, Tucson and Indianapolis emerged as the top two cities in a national search to launch a digital marketplace that's known as True Local, which is a community-focused e-commerce San Francisco-based company. With us on the live line is Susan Hollingshead. Susan is the CEO and co-founder of True Local. Susan, welcome to our program. Bottom line, Susan, why did you select Tucson?
Tucson has some amazing characteristics. For one thing, they've got a very supportive local government that really has the back of its businesses. They've been tremendous partners for us, even from the very first conversations we had with them about potentially coming to Tucson. And they recognize the value that we bring to local retailers. They just, from Mayor Romero to Barbara Coffey, who's Tucson's Director of Economic Initiatives, they've just been wonderful to work with. So that was one of the big factors. And the other was that Tucson has a very robust mix of retailers and consumers, and they are very loyal to local businesses. So that makes it enormously appealing. I mean, you've got local retailers like Why I Love Where I Live or PopCycle. And I think it's been a great experience for both them and us to see them enjoy the benefits of True Local's platform. We had a pretty robust holiday season, and it was wonderful working with those folks.
How does it work, True Local, very simply put?
So True Local is a single platform where we can put all of the retailers in a given area or neighborhood. For the consumer, that means that if they're looking for something, it has the same efficiency as the big e-commerce sites, meaning one site, all the retailers and goods that are available, and one shopping cart. So I look around, I check what I want, I put it in the shopping cart. That could be from one retailer, it could be from five. It goes in the shopping cart, I check out, and then it's either delivered to me or I can pick it up curbside. And actually, coming in a few months, I'll also be able to ship it to somebody if I want to do that.
What is your website?
Our website is trulocal.com, TRULOCAL.com.
So someone would go to the website and they would just put in Tucson, or how will they get to Tucson?
The website will generally pick up your location, as many do, you know, Yelp and many others have that capacity. So they'll generally pick up your location and put you in Tucson. And so you're automatically on the Tucson neighborhood page with a list of retailers and with all sorts of search categories to help you quickly find the kinds of things you're looking for. And I think most people probably come there looking for something specific, but others come to browse. It's the first time they really had an opportunity to see who these retailers are and what they have to offer. I mean, we got a wonderful comment from one consumer over the holidays who said, "I never would have known this store existed," which made us feel really good, obviously.
How about your own background? How did you come to this?
Well, you could say that I have always been, or certainly for most of my career, been involved in things that I think support local communities, support people's quality of life. When I was a little girl, my grandmother owned a dress shop, and every holiday we would go to see her, and I would help her in her dress shop. And that's how I spent my childhood. And so local has always been really important to me. And actually, you know, back in the 90s, what I was doing was working with towns and cities on restoring main streets that had been impacted by contaminated conditions and, you know, getting that property cleaned up and re-entitled and rebuilt. And so it's always been sort of a continuum of how do we help individuals and how do we help communities.
This could really help local businesses stay in business, competing with Amazon's and all the so many of the shopping centers not being able to compete. So you may be a lifeline for some of these people that are in real trouble.
That's exactly our purpose. When we first started thinking about this almost 2 years ago now, you know, there was no COVID on the horizon. But what was on the horizon were big box and big e-commerce, sometimes one and the same. And what we saw was this then gradual erosion of local retail's marketplace to these other opportunities to buy. And we wanted to do something about that because inevitably that was a very bad trend for independent local retail. Never did we ever imagine COVID. And obviously, when COVID came along, it made it just that much harder. And more people were buying online and less able to go in a store or pick up from a store. So once again, the local retailer was suffering. And we actually expedited development of the platform because of that and got it built much more quickly than we originally thought we could. And I think, unfortunately, it's still going to be a while before that issue is passed. I mean, interestingly enough, what you're hearing a lot of big retail say is that pickup and delivery have become so popular that more and more we see our stores as sort of distribution centers, and that pickup and curbside will not go away. They're going to be with us into the future.
So all right.
Even more important for local retailers.
Susan Hollingshead, CEO and co-founder of True Local, their website, truelocal.com. Susan, thank you very much for spending some time
with
us.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks very much. Susan Hollingshead, truelocal.com. Check it out. A great place to search for some local businesses who certainly could use your help right about now. We'll be right back.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is starting to review projects submitted by RTA member jurisdictions for consideration for the next RTA plan. The committee will consider plan goals and performance factors as they move into the selection process. The RTA will seek public feedback on the committee's draft plan when it is ready. Learn more about plan goals and sign up to stay informed at rtanext.com. Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Shelly Fishman is a financial consultant in private practice in Tucson, Arizona. The views expressed during this segment are his own and don't necessarily represent those of this station or of Bill Buckmaster Communications. Contact Shelly through buckmastershow.com or at shellyfishman.com.
It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. The Buckmaster Show live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Shell, what's on your mind today? I know that you're real high on this book, Evil Geniuses.
Yeah, you know, Bill, I started reading this book. I actually heard about it for the first time on, of all things, on Morning Joe. And they did a whole week on the book, and I couldn't resist, so I bought it and started reading it. It is a book with lots and lots of flaws. It's kind of a new kind of history where the author writes things, doesn't necessarily document everything and footnote everything, so it's hard to necessarily distinguish between his opinion and when he's quoting facts. That said, and if you put all of that aside, what it's about, and the author's name is Kurt Anderson, what he's saying is that if you take a look at the income inequality in this country and in many ways around the world today, you can't blame that on anything that happened by accident. That, in fact, what happened in the early 1970s was we began to get...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Shelley. Go ahead, Shell. I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
Okay. So what you hear is that, and what you see is that
Hello?
People like Milton
okay.
Friedman and
so
William
tell
Powell
her we'll get her at 20 minutes past. Just have her wait
essays
on the line.
Letters that begin to reframe the purpose of business. And Bill, you and I have talked about this on the show before when we took a really close look at that Milton Friedman article from the Times in 1970. But what happened was business groups began to form around those principles. And by the time of Reagan's election in 1980, there was significant opinion in the country that leaving business alone to do its job, make money, would in fact be the best way to have the economy grow in such a way that everybody would benefit. Now, there were some people in both parties who thought that was nonsense. I mean, George H.W. Bush famously called that voodoo economics. And there's very little evidence to support trickle-down as having worked. Nevertheless, it did take over policymaking. And so we got very, very significant tax cuts. We got breaks in regulation. And what happened was that the middle class, which had pretty much participated in GDP growth along the whole post-war economic boom, stopped participating. All the money went to the top 1% and certainly the top 10%. And so the middle class stagnated. And that stagnation has now gone on for about 40 years, made somewhat more tolerable by globalization, which has actually driven the price of durable goods and lots of commodities way down, so that buying power in the middle class didn't necessarily take a big hit, and inflation stayed very low. But when you took a look at what it took for a middle class family to completely improve their status, to send their kids to college and pay for that college, to get out of routine jobs, that became very, very difficult. And it is that effect that Kurt Anderson is talking about. And he makes a compelling argument, number one, that it happened, and number two, that it was deliberate. And as you and I have talked, Bill, over the course of the last few years, income inequality is, in my view, one of the most significant problems we have to face in the economy. And that view apparently is now shared, I don't want to take any credit for it, by the incoming administration.
We'll talk about Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, Shelley, on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. I think we could all use something like that right now, a little comfort food.
A little comfort food would be good.
Open right now for lunch, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. I know I could use it. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, on the web at monasdanishbakery.com. Shelley, what about the situation with the president-elect Biden, who 24 hours from now will be the president? What do you like about his economic team, or do you like?
I do like it a lot, and it really raises the question, what has changed? What is fundamentally different in the economy today than it was, say, in the 1960s or early 1970s, when pushing toward full employment brought inflation? And what has changed is that the world has become more globalized, and we now have 30 or 40 years of evidence that shows if you keep interest rates pretty low, that you can move toward full employment without causing inflation that runs out of control. That is a massive difference in economic thinking. And once you put the danger of runaway inflation aside, then you can think about using the government as a force for stimulating the economy and doing good in the economy without worrying about some of the bad things that classic economic theory would have had you kind of worrying about. And so that's where this new administration is going. If you take a look at what happened when the Obama administration came in, Bill, there was a $700 billion stimulus package to get us out of the Great Recession. And the general consensus now is that was probably half of what was needed. And it was one of the reasons why the recovery was so slow. But what the Biden administration is now proposing is a full almost $2 trillion of stimulus that would go directly into the economy. The Fed is saying they'll keep interest rates low. And Janet Yellen is saying that stimulus will work toward, again, rising all boats without causing inflation. And that's an experiment. We're going to see if it works or not. One of the things we do know is that, and you and I, again, we've talked about this and talked about this, during Democratic administrations, despite all the woe is me and the tidal wave of inflation is coming, that hasn't happened over the past, well, let's say any time since World War II, that during Democratic administrations, the market does better, the GDP growth is higher, and inflation stays low regardless. So what we're seeing is that the Biden administration appears to be looking toward, hitching a ride on that tidal wave of stimulus to get us out of the problems caused by the pandemic and to begin to deal with the problems of climate change and the problems of income inequality, which are two of the most pressing headwinds that the economy faces.
All right, Shelley. So at least for now, it's the end of trickle-down economics.
Yeah, we're not going to. Well, we'll hear about it because, you know, there's still a divided government, if you will, even though there's small majorities in both houses. And they will talk about it, and we will see. And my guess is, given the long-term process, the long-term experience at both the Fed and Treasury, that if we see signs of inflation or signs that this isn't working, they'll do a course correction.
All right, Shelley Fishman, thank you very much with your Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Had you on a little bit earlier than usual. Have a great week, Shelley. We'll look forward to your visit with us next Tuesday. Thank you.
You bet. Stay safe, Bill.
All right, it's the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios, the live line courtesy of Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. We'll be right back.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Reed Park Zoo is now open for wildlife walks, a modified guest experience prioritizing safety. To find out more about all the changes and the new safety precautions now in place, visit reedparkzoo.org. The community-approved 10-year master plan ensures your zoo's future is brighter than ever before. We've missed you, and so have the animals. They're waiting to welcome you back to the Reed Park Zoo.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, which kind of feels like a Monday because we were off yesterday for the King Day holiday. Green Things. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, just completing their 50th anniversary. So they're into their 51st year at 3384 East River Road. We love Green Things. especially now as the weather, it's been so mild, and if we get some rain, that will really help. 13 acres of amazing plants, trees, annuals, and more. And don't forget Zocalo Village for all that great fine art, much of it hand-painted. The hand-painted furniture, handmade, lighting, home accessories, gifts, and more. The Buckmaster Show Live Line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's go now on the live line to the state capitol, State Representative Andrea D'Alessandro, Democrat representing District 2, is with us on the live line. Representative D'Alessandro, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, Bill.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be with you. I'm telling you, State Representative, there is one issue that is at the forefront. I've never seen such interest. Maybe it's because I'm in that age group, over 65. People in this age group, they are so frustrated about where and when they can get their COVID shot.
Well, Bill, I hear you. I have just broken away from a Zoom meeting at the Capitol, and it's the Community and Legislative Partners in Aging. I just call it briefly the Senior Caucus, and I've been an active member of that group for years. It's a bipartisan, both House and Senate group, and today Pima Council on Aging and Dana Kennedy from AARP and a bunch of other people who are on the front lines of taking care of senior issues. First, I must say that there's been totally inadequate preparation on the federal level and the state level. It's been totally mismanaged, and the state did not order enough vaccines soon enough. As a legislator, I have no power to get an appointment for anyone. any of my constituents, who many of them have been waiting patiently. I do, however, on Facebook, several times a week, post information about Pima County Health Department, which is a very good source with updates. And for my constituents in Green Valley, if you go to the Pima County Health Department, you'll see that they hope to have vaccinations in Green Valley starting in February. I also represent all of Santa Cruz County, so I do post information about the Santa Cruz County Health Department too. And they've been doing a lot of one-on-one outreach to people in all categories who are eligible already. Bill, I've also heard that each of the five Pima County supervisors might have the ability in the near future to have a site in their supervisory district. So you might also want to monitor what your supervisors say. On the Community and Legislative Partners in Aging, just minutes before I got on the call, I found out that eventually we will have vaccinations available at Walgreens and CVC. There will also, if you're over 50, chances are that you have already enrolled in AARP, and I advise people to look at AARP in Arizona for COVID information and answering questions. Bill, I know it's been frustrating, and mm-hmm. I ask people, you know, to have patience.
Let me interrupt you here.
Yeah,
I just had two dear friends message me. They've got an appointment now up at Phoenix at the stadium up there. They're driving up from Tucson. They got an appointment, I think, the very last day of February. So they do have an appointment up there in Phoenix. I think you're going to see Pima County people over 65 so frustrated they're going to go up there. That's a shame they have to do this. I just want to say, Representative, somebody has to own this. How in the world can something like this happen?
I agree, Bill. And I know that Daniel Hernandez's parents signed up for State Farm, and I believe they've been vaccinated already. you know, Bill, Republicans in Arizona have had control for a long time. They want small government. Well, we've gotten smaller government, tax cuts year after year. And so what happens is the people trying to get vaccines are not the only people frustrated in the state. Also, the people who are qualified for unemployment. We also, you know, so what we have is outdated communication, computer systems and information technology. And this is one of the reasons many people are saying to me, oh, I've been trying to get onto the website and I keep getting thrown off, and they're very, you know, they're very frustrated. So I would put the blame on the federal government, first of all, and misinformation and not ordering enough vaccines soon enough for the people that would like to have it. But I'm asking people to be patient, because I do believe that in the next weeks there will be more vaccinations available. You know, so I put it on the outgoing president. I put it on Governor Ducey. I put it on the Republicans in the legislature who have voted for tax cut after tax cut. You get small government. You also get inefficient computer systems, inefficient information systems. So that's where I put the blame. And I applaud any of the agencies, including Pima Council on Aging, AARP, and our county health departments for doing the best they can, but they're not at blame. It's higher up than that.
All right, and we will be talking with the state health director. Dr. Crist will be with us here on the program on Thursday during the noon hour, along with Dr. Matt Hines. And you know that I'm going to be saying the same thing I said to you, that somebody's got to own this, because I'll tell you, I have never seen frustration like this in the community. And I know you are very attuned to constituents. Well, I'll tell you, the constituents are not happy.
Yeah. Well, Bill, I strongly believe that they should put the blame where it belongs. You know, in Arizona, top person is the governor, and it's a shame. It's a shame, but I would ask a follow-up question of Matt Hines. He's not my supervisor, but he does represent part of Sahuarito, where I live, and ask him about the remote vaccination points that the board of supervisors are interested in doing.
All right. I've got less than a minute, but I know there's a very important House bill that would virtually take away the power of the Arizona Corporation Commission.
It's House Bill 2248 that's being heard this afternoon, and it's taking away, based on bad information, because it's really unconstitutional, but to take away not the rate-setting capability of the Corporation Commission, but the other utility clean energy package that they voted on several months ago. And this is bad for the sustainability of Arizona. And most of all, it's unconstitutional. So House Bill 2248, and tomorrow in the Senate, they're hearing a mirror bill. So it's against our Arizona Constitution, and it will be bad for the future of Arizona with regards to clean air and sustainability.
All right. State Representative Andrea D'Alessandro, thank you very much. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Representative D'Alessandro in the Buckmaster Show Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Be right back.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. To prepare for ongoing project delivery, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for a new draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. The friends, my friends, over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. They've been such a loyal sponsor, and they're anxious, like we all are, to be able to get in the car and go somewhere. And they're hoping that day is coming very soon when people can return from the Tucson area out of state over to New Mexico. But you can start your planning now. Check out the things to do and places to stay at southwestnewmexico.org. Their fine website is available right now for your planning, and it's only a three-hour drive over to Silver City. One of our great sponsors through the year, they've been with us since day one as we now enter our 11th year on this program. We're into the third week of year 11 already. Michael C. Flowers, certified public accountant with us from the firm of Flowers, Rieger & Associates. Michael, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing great, and I can't believe it's 11 years. God bless you.
I still remember the phone call I made to you and said, I've got this great idea. You know, I've left the TV, and I'm going to try the radio thing. And you said, and we talked about it, and you said, go for it. And here we are over 10 years. Michael, I know there is a lot of confusion, not only confusion about people worrying about where they get their COVID shot and when they can get it. But people are very concerned. The tax season is here. They're very concerned and confused about how stimulus plays into the tax season.
Yeah, let me clarify that, Bill. The unfortunate part is that as of January 15th, which was last Friday, they will not be issuing any more checks. And if somebody didn't get their stimulus payment, they're going to have to handle it on their 2020 tax return. So if somebody, the 15th was the last day they could send checks. So I would think through this week, people still may have an opportunity to get checks. And if not, they should, when they're doing their taxes this year, if they're working with a third party, they should certainly let them know. And all third parties are aware that, you know, they have to take into consideration the stimulus payment and whether people got the right amount. One bit of good news is if you got too much money used in 2019, because that's what they usually based it upon. Let's say in 2019 you only made $80,000 as a married couple and you got your full stimulus, but for some reason this year your income exceeded the limit, they're not asking you to repay the advanced amount that you got. So if you got too much, you don't have to repay it. If by some chance last year you made too much money and this year you made less and are entitled to a stimulus, then it's up to your tax preparer or yourself to claim that on the 2020 tax return.
Has there been an extension, Michael? Last year was a very peculiar year in so many respects. April 15th was pushed back. What are you hearing now about? What are the IRS folks telling you?
We're of the opinion that it's going to be April 15th come hell or high water at this point. And there hasn't been any mention of any extensions. Of course, you can request an automatic extension. However, if you owe money in April, you can't just say, hey, I want to pay you 6 months later. You're supposed to send them the amount you owe. And if you do wind up owing in April and you pay them in October, which is the last of the six-month extension, then they're going to charge you interest and some penalties. So it's prudent this time of year. Basically, what you should do is get out your 2019 tax return and start going through the items that you had on it and start gathering the information. Most people should have gotten their W-2s by now, but people that have brokerage accounts and other type third-party reporting to the IRS may not see their information till early to mid-February. So if you have a relatively simple return, you probably can take a stab at it, but you need to be aware of the stimulus aspect. And if you have something more complicated, you probably won't be filing till February or March anyway.
Now, small businesses have taken a lot of beatings in this town through the horrible year of 2020. This is a really important time to meet with your CPA.
It's critical, and just we have a restaurant client that just this week we put in for about $140,000 worth of a second round of PPP loans, because if your business was down at least 25% in any one quarter comparing 2020 to 2019, then you're eligible for a second stimulus. And restaurants, most borrowers or taxpayers are allowed 2.5 times their average payroll is what the PPP loan will be. However, in the restaurant industry, it's 3.5 times what your average monthly payroll is. So they're trying to be a little bit more generous with the restaurants in terms of PPP. And then most importantly, right around Christmas, everybody got a wonderful Christmas present that was in the business arena, because they said the PPP loans that were received were no longer taxable.
Really?
And yeah, originally you couldn't deduct the payroll associated with the money you got from the government to cover the payroll, which was against what they originally said the intention was, and it took all the way till December 27th before they did the second round of stimulus and said, no, you don't have to pay tax on the PPP money, which would be devastating for most businesses. So that's been very fortunate. From a tax standpoint, though, the forgiveness cannot be recognized until it's actually forgiven by the SBA. And we have a number of clients that have put in for forgiveness, and just through the administrative procedural process, it's going to take some time into 2021 until the loans are forgiven.
Boy, I am so glad there is someone like Michael C. Flowers that has been able to get into all of this stuff and interpret it. There's never been a better time to see Michael. You can call him up. You can socially distance. He's got a giant conference room table that there'll be plenty of room if you want to sit at the other end of the table and talk to Michael. Michael, you're more than open to hear from the Buckmaster Show listeners about with questions.
Yes, Bill, and as always, as a courtesy to you and your listeners, we don't charge for an initial consultation or a quick phone call. If somebody wants to call and ask, what do they do about their stimulus, or can I deduct my grandmother, or can I do this or that, we're certainly welcome to help out on the phone. If it does turn into an engagement or we do the tax return, then our rates are very comparable with many great CPA firms in town.
Michael, tell me a little bit about how you've handled this COVID thing.
Sleepless nights, first of all.
There you go.
It's been unbelievable in terms of, you know, we were doing a lot of planning right towards the end of the year, and I did tell a number of clients, I said, hey, make sure you save $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for the $100,000 to $150,000 PPP loan that you received this year. And they were, fortunately, I had talked to them when they first got the money, but many of them were going to be surprised when they came to have their taxes done. So I was very relieved and sent out a beautiful email to my clients and reminded them that the government did give them a nice bonus and that won't be taxable this year. So they now have more money to invest in more people and PPP equipment, et cetera, et cetera. So we've had some sad stories. You know, the restaurant that they were running out of money, and if they didn't get this or if they don't get this second round of funding, there's a possibility they may close. So we're very hopeful and optimistic that they'll get the funding and that it will get them through, hopefully until when the vaccine has been administered and or is capable enough that more and more people go out to eat, because, as you know, a lot of our favorite restaurants are suffering dramatically.
Very much so. Michael, take about 30 seconds here to tell people how they can find you.
Certainly. It's if you look up Flowers CPA, we're all over the Internet, so that's one way. If not, our phone number is 327-8706, 327-8706. Or just put Flowers CPA in Google. Our firm will come up, and you're welcome to call us. Certainly mention the Bill Buckmaster Show, and we'll be more than happy to talk to you and not charge you anything to try to help you out.
That sounds like a great deal. And also at buckmastershow.com, there's a link not only to Michael C. Flowers, but all of our great partners. Michael, thank you very much. Stay safe. My best to you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill, and continued success for another 10 or 20 years.
I hope so. Thank you, Michael. Michael C. Flowers, certified public accountant. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Hope everybody has a great afternoon. We will be back with you at 12:04, Inauguration Day. We've got Gabe Trujillo, the TUSD president. Then we'll have a Friday roundtable. We're going to do it on Wednesday as well this week, talking about Inauguration Day. Have a great afternoon.